السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. America eats its own idol. In pre-Islamic Arabia, some Arabs used to make their idols out of dates. When they got hungry, they would eat their gods. Today, history repeats itself, but in a more complex form. The Western ideology that once elevated the concept of freedom to a sacred status, freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, freedom of speech and expression, freedom of peaceful assembly, political participation, minority rights protection, and prohibition of torture and cruel treatment, is now betraying these very values that they conflict with the interests of capitalists and ruling elites. In parts of Europe, Muslim women are prohibited from wearing the hijab in schools, workplaces, and some public spaces, despite the fact that, according to their own liberal philosophy, this should be considered a personal freedom. But it seems that this quote-unquote freedom is only permitted when it serves the dominant cultural and political agenda. Today, we witness yet another stark contradiction in the United States, when university students express their opinions on campus, condemning the unconditional support for genocide and the displacement of people of Gaza, an act protected by the U.S. Constitution, the Trump administration, backed by financial and political elites, criminalized students, threatened to expel them from universities, and even deporting foreign students among them. The events in Gaza have exposed the hypocrisy of the West's claims of upholding freedoms. They have proven that liberty in a capitalist system is nothing more than a tool used as long as it serves the ruling elites. But when it contradicts their interests, it is crushed without hesitation. Isn't it time for the world to reconsider Islam? Unlike empty slogans, Islam does not treat freedom as a hollow catchphrase, but as an integrated system that liberates humanity from servitude to other humans and establishes rights based on justice rather than self-interest. A woman once corrected Umar ibn al-Khattab while he was addressing the people, and he did not denounce or silence her, even though he was the commander, Amir, the caliph. Instead, he humbly admitted, quote, "Umar was wrong and the woman was right," end quote. In another instance, he declared, quote, "Since when have you enslaved people while their mothers gave birth to them as free?" end quote. Islam granted rights and duties to human beings as human beings, without discrimination between men and women, or between races and ethnicities. Islam never imposed faith by force. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
"La ikraha fi al-deen."
There is no compulsion in religion. The right path has become distinct from the wrong. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 256. Instead, Islam made faith a decision based on reason and reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
"Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahari wal-fulki allati tajri fil-bahr والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون."
Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alteration of the night and day, and the ships that sail in the sea for the benefit of people, and what Allah has sent down from the sky of water, reviving thereby the earth after its death, and dispersing therein every kind of moving creature, and the shifting of the winds and clouds controlled between the sky and the earth, are surely signs for a people who reason. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 164. Islam established the implementation of laws based on piety rather than personal whims. It made it incumbent upon the strong to care for the weak. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said,
ألا كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته.
Indeed, each of you is a shepherd and each of you is responsible for his flock. Islam obligated people to stand for justice even when it goes against their personal or collective interests. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا.
O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm for justice, witnesses for Allah, even if it be against yourselves or parent or relatives. Surah An-Nisa, ayah 135. Thus, Islamic society became a model for a society governed by mercy and justice. O Muslims, rediscover your faith, not as a cultural heritage, but as a comprehensive system that rebuilds societies upon the foundation of Sharia, divine law. We call upon the American public, intellectuals, and all seekers of truth to rise above the media's distortion of Islam, to examine Islam with an open mind, free from ideological biases. Perhaps, in doing so, you will find in Islam the just alternative that can rescue the world from the dominance of narrow self-interests that trample over values whenever they cease to be useful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum wa'lamu anna allaha yahulu bayna almar'i wa qalbihi wa annahu ilayhi tuhsharun.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when he calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah intervenes between a person and his heart, and that to him you will be gathered. Surat Al-Anfal, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in America. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.